AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There is still a lot of work to do way out in the Atlantic. The submersible, the Titan, imploded near the wreck of the Titanic, killing all five people on board. Next is to determine why. Titanic expert Paul-Henri Nargileau is one of the five people killed. Friend Matthew Tulloch says the Titanic is captivating.
It's a very different way of seeing history, and because it's so far away and so remote and so hostile, an environment, it's I think there's a certain allure to it that is hard to describe.
Also killed, Stockton Rush, the CEO of OceanGate Expeditions, the company that owned and operated the submersible, two members of a prominent Pakistani family, and British adventurer Hamish Harding. There is some infighting in Russian President Vladimir Putin's government.
After spending more than two decades building a rigidly controlled political system, Putin is silently watching increasingly raucous infighting that has emerged among top members of his entourage amid the war in Ukraine. While it doesn't seem to pose any immediate threat to Putin's power itself, some analysts say his failure to quell the squabbles between Yevgeny Prigozhin, the maverick head of the Wagner private military contractor, and the military brass, heralds potential shifts in Russia's political scene and sets the stage for more internal battles. It has pushed Prigozhin to the forefront of Russia's political scene. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The race to reopen a stretch of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia is getting a boost from a truck-mounted jet dryer used at Pocono Raceway. The road is set to reopen today. A fire 2 weeks ago underneath part of the elevated road caused it to collapse. House Republicans released testimony from two IRS whistleblowers who alleged the Justice Department interfered with their investigation into President Biden's son, Hunter, a charge the department swiftly denied. This is AP News. The San Antonio Spurs picked up a big prize in the NBA draft.
The San Antonio Spurs picked Victor Wembanyama with the first pick in the 2023 NBA draft. The 7'4" center is considered a generational talent and the best prospect to enter the league since LeBron James. But he wants Spurs fans to know that for him, team comes first.
I'm gonna give 100%, make all that's in my power to make this franchise win.
Brandon Miller went second to the Charlotte Hornets, Scoot Henderson third to the Portland Trailblazers, the Houston Rockets took Amon Thompson fourth, and his twin brother, Asar Thompson, went fifth to the Detroit Pistons. Wally Geis, New York.
The NHL says teams won't have players wear themed jerseys during pregame warmups next season after a handful of players refused to wear pride jerseys. Teams will still host Pride and other theme nights. Jerseys will be auctioned off, but players won't wear them. Ed Donahue, AP News.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.